This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, modified Udaan, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the immigration, visa, foreigners registration and tracking scheme from 1st April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reduce emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Hardeep Puri, Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha and Rajiv Ranjan Lalan Singh, including other leaders. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPI-M MP John Britta, Samajwadi Party MP Dharmendra Yadav and other leaders of opposition parties were also present at the meeting. The government today said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an interministerial briefing held today on recent developments in West Asia. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the House today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is empowering MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives. Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a major international arms trafficking module linked to Pakistan, Nepal and Bangladesh and arrested 10 key operatives in the walled city area of the national capital. Talking to media, Joint Commissioner Crime of Delhi Police Surendra Kumar stated the network was involved in smuggling arms into India through the Indo-Nepal border and supplying them to criminal gangs across Delhi NCR and other states. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today inaugurated the International Film Festival Delhi 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. The week-long festival will showcase over 130 films from across the world, marking a major addition to India's global cinema calendar. The first Shillong International Film Festival, SIFF, was officially inaugurated today at the State Convention Centre. Addressing the event, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma announced that the state government is planning to set up a film city and film institute as part of efforts to promote Meghalaya as a major filmmaking hub. Indian archers won 2 bronze medals today in the first stage of the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. In the women's recurve event, the trio of Ruma Biswas, Kirti and Riddhipur defeated Malaysia 5-1 to win the bronze medal. In men's compound category, Rajat Chauhan, Rishabh Yadav and Uday Kamboj defeated Bhutan with a score of 234-232 in the bronze medal match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.